first week of the Coach Kobza boot camp, and it's tough. But you get them going early because your first matches are 2 weeks from Friday.
Yeah, you know, and I have a lot of people, they're like, you know, this team probably, or not this team, but our program, we do work very, very hard, just not in the gym, but also maybe on the high school track or in the weight room. For me, we want to build the best athletes we can before making great, great volleyball players, and that's exactly what we do during preseason. But one, it's also testing them mentally as well, and that's exactly what we're doing, and that's what we've been doing these last 3 days.
You've been mixing in, I think, a little bit of court work too, haven't you?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. So still doing two-a-day practices along with a weight workout or running workout or whatever it may be that day.
Well, this continue. You don't start school till August 21st, so you can continue this trend for a while, can't you?
Yes, we can. So we will actually start this probably up until, or continue to do this until the 17th or 18th of August. So,
because those first matches, of course, coming up here pretty soon. How is everybody looking right now? Getting in shape? Getting close? What's it look like?
You know, this group, they came in. They're ready to work. They are very, very athletic. They push each other. They are confident, I feel like. They look great. You know, put us up against another match and, you know, we might have a different story. But right now, playing just against ourselves, we look good. We look like where we need to be right now, coming 3 days into the season. And now it's just about putting it all together and finding that chemistry within our team.
Seven freshmen, seven sophomores. Even though one of your sophomores, I think, you could kind of classify as a freshman being her first year. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So that's Emery Rio. She's a transfer. She actually went to college for track and then decided, you know, she actually really missed out on volleyball and came back to play volleyball, but you could not tell that she has missed a year of volleyball. And I would say classify her as a freshman, but classify her as a sophomore within her leadership because she is somebody that the players look up to.
You're lean on your sophomores. They've been there and done that for year one. You're going to lean on those girls, aren't you?
Yes, for sure. And you can tell that just within the workouts that we do, and it's great. You know, they'll be the first ones to finish, and our freshmen, you know, they'll come in a little bit later behind. But the thing that I love about those sophomores the most, they're like, hey, like you did great. I was there last year. You know, now look at me. She's like, you know, one of the players told a girl, like, you got to taste it so then you know, like, how good it really is. So then you'll push yourself that much harder next summer.
All right. So now we're going to get ending week one, week two coming up. What changes now as you get into the week two now?
So now it's just about coming together and, you know, like finding out like who's going to play that spot. You know, we do have like a few movements to make, but besides that, everyone's pretty set in stone in their position. But like who's the best person in that, and then find, you know, doing the finesse part of that position. And then, you know, who's coming in second and third, and then working those players in those positions. That's pretty much what the next few things that we're going to be working on, and then just putting it all together within the team. So it's individual, but then we got to put a whole team together. And then we hit up our first scrimmage next Saturday at Sterling. It was supposed to be in Loveland, Colorado, but just recently got switched to Sterling.
Have you noticed, just looking at the girls come in, you notice the changes from one year to the next, don't you?
Oh yeah, you know, just physical ability, just their you know, their shapes and everything. And it's just because they worked so hard this summer. Some of my sophomores came in, they don't even look like the same person when they left here in May. And that's a huge thing for me as a coach, because knowing that they did that on their own, in their own time, they put forth the effort to get to that point.
You've got your experience back as a setter back. You've got outside hitters. You've got middles. You've got back rows. You got experience all the way around, don't you?
Yes. So we have our sophomores come in pretty good. Like, so, you know, we have our libero, our setter, like you said, like we have somebody in each single spot, which is great also because it's going to lead those freshmen to push them to be better as well.
And finally, first match is coming up 18th, 19th. That'll be a big weekend, won't it?
Yes, huge tournament for us. So we used to have this, we did have this tournament last year, but it was pretty small. I think it was like 4 to 6 teams. This year there's going to be 12 teams, I believe, coming in. So it's going to be a pretty big tournament. Starts Friday at 1 o'clock, where the first game on, and goes into Saturday too.
Very challenging schedule this year, isn't it? Again.
Yes, we have very challenging schedule. I've learned, you know, we got to play the best to be the best.